One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday, time for Discorder Radio. December 8th, 2015. Another busy week in the Vancouver indie music scene. Lots of live shows, Christmas parties, shindigs, and more. Let's get all this chaos started with this man and his new single, Spaceship. Discord and Radio.
Like a spaceship from the sky. Stare out my window, already know where I've been though. They say life's like a stencil. At 12 years old, I rock with a number 2 pencil. My mom used to say, get your head out the sky. Such a small fry, didn't want me to fly, but I never cried. I just took a step. Peace to Josh, peace to Droops, lest we forget, yo. Slanging raps on the block, just a liquor shot. Other rappers ain't hot, just forget it. Right down to the bell before class. Every other one dimension MC wouldn't last. Mr. Sally heard my demo. He said to let you know, young man, just let the truth be your MO. Yup, another song to sing. And they soon come back, bringing the dawn they bring. But people think I'm crazy for thinking so high. It visits one time. There's only one line, so you better be on time. Sifted the black in the back with the track. You could cruise in the Cadillac till they put the zap on them. You're not a friend to the end. You only come around when love is a trend. It's a spaceship, not a slave ship. And until your eyes spent so many wasted nights in a hotel, go tell it on a mountain or your mansion in public housing. It's a different kind of bouncing from a distant star, but y'all meet me at the bar. This is not speaking spell, but I ring the bell. You could tell that it's Astro, Johnny Cash flow in an Astro van. Kicking rhymes in the back to our final destination, but it's not on a map. You attack, but it's a little known fact that I'd rather shoot stardust when it's on tap. This is De La Vega claiming love at first glance. So think about it more than you dance, dance, dance.
Keep Rockin' Chaos, a.k.a. Kevin Brereton, known to be roaming the streets of Vancouver. I bumped into him in Gastown last week, and I said, hey, we're going to be playing you on Discord Radio, and we are. And luckily, he's playing at the Commodore tomorrow night. to make it even more of a relevant way to kick off the show. That was the new single, Spaceship. It's Chaos. And you can check him out with Saul Williams tomorrow night at the Commodore. Hey, guys, it's Discorder Radio. Wade here along with Matt Muse.
Howdy.
And our Shindig reporter, Henry Hua.
Hello.
We're going to talk to those guys in a little bit. As we mentioned off the top, lots going on as per usual. We're in the thick of Christmas party season, and there was a great event that happened this past Saturday at the Astoria. It was the Mint Records Ridiculously Early, although, as we discussed, really not that early Christmas party. Nonetheless, an amazing lineup, lots of great Mint Records acts, including Energy Slime and a bunch of others. Last week we played a few other of the Mint Record bands, but two we didn't get the chance to play are actually two that I heard from a very reliable source were two of the highlights of the night. Our own Tristan Koster was working the door, and he said the highlight for him was a guy named Rennie Wilson. So we are going to play Rennie Wilson, and then another highlight from some people were saying was Faith Healer, who also happened to be playing a live set right here at CITR in our little foyer this past Friday. So we're going to do a bit of a 1-2 punch of bands that wowed the Mint Records party that we didn't get a chance to play last week. So here we go. This is Rennie Wilson with the track Youngsters, and you CITR fans might actually recognize this single, followed up with Faith Healer. Here we go, a little 1-2 punch from the Mint Records Christmas party on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was an interesting ending to the song. There you go, Faith Healer with the track again. Jessica Jailbert, a.k.a. Faith Healer from Edmonton, along with the artist we played beforehand, Rennie Wilson, both of which were at the Ridiculously Early Christmas Party by Mint Records, along with Energy Slime, Fake Tears, Supermoon, and a bunch of other bands. I heard it was an amazing night, and Faith Healer, also, as we mentioned off the top, was here at CITR last Friday giving a special performance in advance of the party. Okay, so there you go. That's what was happening last week. Now we're moving on to this week, and something very exciting in music. It's also a bit of a mesh between music and a positive environmental message. I'd like to give a quick shout out to Jessica Lansfield, who contacted me about this event. It's what's known as the Jellyfish Project. If you're not familiar with the Jellyfish Project, it is a project that was created in part by the group Mindle Beach Markets out of Victoria. They're going to be performing music and inspiring youth to become environmental stewards at Charles Tupper Secondary School this Friday, December 11th at 10:15 a.m., one school assembly, one rock music performance, and one message. And that is, the world's oceans and climates are in trouble, and these musicians discuss how young people can contribute to climate solutions. So far, throughout this initiative, they have reached over 58,000 students at 110 schools across the country. Well done, Mindle Beach Markets. Yeah. Matt, let's bring you in this conversation.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, very good. So a really cool initiative that these guys, instead of hitting the club circuit hard across Canada, they've been hitting the school circuit hard across Canada.
Absolutely.
So much so that one of the guys who used to be in the band, Daniel Kingsbury, actually, he had decided to part ways amicably with the band to focus full-time on environmental action.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, our own DJ CJ, who's in India right now, had the pleasure of chatting with Daniel a while back. So we're actually going to play a clip from that interview, and Daniel will talk quite passionately a bit about the Jellyfish Project, what's going on, and all that sort of stuff. And then we'll come back. We'll play a brand new track from Mindle Beach Market. So here we go. DJ CJ in conversation with Daniel Kingsbury of Mindle Beach Markets.
Let's talk a bit about the band's namesake. So the band is named after the weekend markets at Mindle Beach in Darwin. But more importantly, it's sort of named after Pat Coderre's song called Mindle Beach. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so the story goes that Pat was traveling around Australia and ended up in Darwin after a series of adventures, both good and bad. And could you talk a bit about Pat's experiences at Mindle Beach for him?
Yeah, I think he spent 2 years in Australia, and his experiences at Darwin and the Mindle Beach Markets was a highlight for him, and he wrote this great song called Mindle Beach Markets.
He said, "Don't worry, boy, there's plenty more fish in the sea."
And we were looking for a band name, and we really liked the ring of it, and we liked MBM for short. And also, we play a very broad genre of music. We touch on everything from rock to reggae to blues to funk to hip-hop to folk, and we kind of mix it all in. So I like to say we're kind of like a marketplace of music where you can find different sounds and tastes and colors in our music, if you will, much like a real marketplace. So that's kind of why we went with the Mindle Beach Markets name. And it's also kind of a testament to our appreciation and love for global culture and traveling.
And I'm sinking like the sun sets at the Mindle Beach Markets, girl.
We actually have this environmental initiative called the Jellyfish Project that we're hoping to take down there.
Yes, from whatever I've read in your website, it seems that you guys are really pushing for that. And it's a really good thing to push for, because especially when you get young people involved in something they're not really aware of or understand the magnitude of, it really gets them going when you bring it with music. So what do you think about the Jellyfish Project?
Exactly, yeah. It's essential to educate the youth on the environmental issues that face them, because, you know, a young person, when they're at the age of 13, 14, or even 17, they're like a sponge, and they're so susceptible to the information around them, and it's essential that we get in the right information to them at that time so it influences them for their whole lives. So we feel that our work is very important. And basically what we do is we go into high schools and middle schools, and we play a 25 to 30 minute set of our music with a full PA, so a full rock and roll show. And this kind of serves the purpose to grab the student's attention and put them into a receptive state of mind. And then we segue that into an environmental presentation, kind of like TED Talk style, on ocean sustainability, climate change, and general environmental stewardship. So we're teaching kids about the problems and the crises that are happening to our global environment, and then inspiring them to become actively engaged in solutions to these problems. And we give them the tools on exactly how to do that. We're very excited to bring it across Canada in the fall. We'll be presenting to over 40 schools so far, booked in September and October, and that'll be reaching over 25,000 students. And we're also greatly looking forward to expanding the reach and impact of the program by eventually recruiting other bands to take part in the initiative in the near future. Yeah, music and the environment have always gone hand in hand. You know, music, we like to say, has always gone hand in hand with the revolutions and the movements of the past. And what we're doing now is informing kids about what is actually the most essential revolution of all time, which is the transition to environmental sustainability.
What do you think is the future of Middle Beach Markets? Where do you think you guys are headed, both musically and socially?
Well, I think we're riding a wave of growth and positivity right now, and we're going to continue riding that and take it as far as we can go. We're definitely into a lifestyle of full-time touring now, and that's already producing a lot of results for us and expanding many possibilities. So we're going to continue touring essentially full-time and taking our Jellyfish Project to thousands of kids. And we're going to be looking to expand to the U.S., the U.K., and Australia in the next year or two as well. And, you know, taking our project there, taking our tours there, and making lots of videos. And we also have a podcast that we've started where we're going to be interviewing various bands in our peer group and also environmental leaders and interesting thought leaders and all sorts of folks. And we're going to be expanding that and bringing that conversation to other bands so they can continue the important work. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. We're just working our butts off.
Awesome, man. And that is the only way forward with the world changing the way it is, you know?
It truly is. The stakes are quite high right now. And in fact, right, we only have a decade or two to really make some very extreme shifts towards sustainability before the consequences are going to be too much to recover from. Most people don't know it, but in the oceans, we've already lost 90% of the apex predators in the food chain since 1950, and 40% of the plankton, which produces much of the oxygen we breathe. And that's pretty shocking stuff right there. So we're trying to spread that message, and also talking about plastic pollution and climate change is the big one there, ocean acidification and all that stuff. So it's urgent, and we're passionate about it. It's been an exciting ride so far.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Daniel, so much for talking to us on Discorder Radio.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, brand new mind from Mindle Beach, a.k.a. Mindle Beach Markets. And off the top, we heard that great interview with CJ, our own DJ CJ, currently in India. That was from a 2013 interview with Daniel Kingsbury. The current lineup of Mindle Beach is Roderick Campbell, Patrick Coderre, and Matthew Posnikoff and Cameron Ainsley. They are Mindle Beach, and they are playing at Charles Tupper Secondary School on Friday morning as part of the Jellyfish Project, an amazing initiative. It's going all across Canada, educating students about the environment and playing a few cool rock and roll tunes in the mix as well. If you want to see a link to the Jellyfish Project video, it's great. We've got Andrew Weaver, the Green MLA, in that video, people from the David Suzuki Foundation. We have just posted that video on our Facebook page, Discord Radio on Facebook, and I believe we sent a tweet about it as well. You can follow us on Twitter, of course, as also Discord Radio. Discord Radio, of course, is the audio baby of Discorder Magazine, which just recently, exactly 1 week and 30 minutes ago, was released, the brand new Jan-cember, which is our double issue, our December-January issue, with Yusu on the cover. We're going to talk more about her in later weeks. She's got a big release coming up in January. But right now we want to focus on a band called Taxa. There's been a great feature in the magazine written by our own Jasper D. Rinch. It's a great little story about Taxa, who actually just got back from Cuba. Yeah, these are some Vancouverites who... especially Andrew Morrison, who was the main guy that was interviewed for the article, talks about his love of Cuba and a lot about the Cuban hardcore punk scene and the Cuban political scene. So it's a really interesting article, not just about Tax's story and music, but about Cuba. So if that tickles your fancy, please pick up the latest copy of Discorder Magazine, your Jan-cember issue, wherever Discorder Magazines are available, all over this great city of Vancouver. So without further ado, let's play some music from Taxa right about now. They are back in town, fresh off their Cuban tour, and we are going to play a track here called The Real Actual from their album called New Landscapes. This is Taxa on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Indie rock bands Taco Cat and Sally Ford are co-headlining on Saturday, December 12th at the Cobalt. Doors open at 7 with the show starting at 8:30. This event is 19+. And you can get your tickets today online at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Sure.
Digging that one there. That was Sumner Brothers, Last Night I Got Drunk. You know, I have to admit, I have seen the name Sumner Brothers many times. I've heard of them, but I've actually never had a chance to really listen to much of the music, but I was quite impressed. I was digging that one a lot. That was, as I said, Last Night I Got Drunk from the album The Hell in Your Mind, which was just released at the end of September. They have been touring all across Canada, and they were actually going to be bringing their talents to the Rickshaw next Saturday night as part of the Sumner Brothers Christmas Holiday Extravaganza, along with a bunch of their friends. The Facebook page here says, "Get your pic taken with Vancouver's most infamous drunk Santa." They've got famous hot whiskey apple cider, music from so many of your favorite East Van songwriters, and a few South of the Border guests. That includes Kenton Lowen and Joseph Lubinsky Mast, Johnny 99, Twin Bandit, Kathleen Nisbet of Viper Central, Colebrook Shepherds, Gabriel Mintz from Seattle, Sarah Jane Scouten, and the list goes on and on. Next Friday, the 19th at the Rickshaw. Another Christmas special that's happening closer to home is happening this Friday at the Fox. It's the Love Coast and Friends Christmas benefit, with 100% of the proceeds going to Music Heals Canada. That one will feature Love Coast, The Catherines, Christy McCracken, Bazooka Picnic, and our good friend Chersey. Once again, that's all happening this Friday at the Fox. Other notable shows that are happening this week include Half Moon Run from Montreal. They're in town tonight at the Imperial. 21 Pilots, along with Echo Smith, there at the Vogue tomorrow night. Jesse Roper, Mark Mills, and the Wild Romantics, they are at the Biltmore tomorrow night. And Young Empires from Toronto playing with Dragonette, who will no doubt be saying hello to all of you in the audience. Ba-dum-bum-ching. And Dirty Radio, that is tomorrow night. Sorry, that is Friday night, I should say, at the Vogue. Why don't we play a bit of Young Empires right now? We'll come back with a bit of Love Coast in honor of some of the shows that are happening this week. This is going back to 2012. The track is White Doves. This is Young Empires, once again, in town tomorrow at the Vogue. You listen to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. It takes a thousand miles to reach the stars. We'll be right back.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
That's Love Coast on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. The track was Our Days. They are playing as part of the Love Coast and Friends Christmas benefit this Friday at the Fox, with 100% of the proceeds going to Music Heals Canada. You can also hear the Catherines, Christy McCracken, Bazooka Picnic, and the lady that we heard a station ID from in the mix there, which was Chersey. Okay, Matt, what else is happening in music this week?
Well, there's a joint show being put on by the venerable Timbre Productions and also CITR, so it's a show that we are sponsoring. Two really cool bands that you can go check out, some of our Cascadian sisters, I guess. Taco Cat from Seattle, and then a band called, I can't figure out if it's like a Van Halen situation or if it's just the name of the band or if it's a solo act. Anyway, Sally Ford. You can check out Taco Cat and Sally Ford. They are playing on Saturday. And yeah, let's check out Psychic. This track is called Psychic Death Cat by Taco Cat.
Nice. Good to see CITR supporting our Cascadian sisters south of the border.
All right, here we go. Psychic Death Cat, CITR 101.9.
Psychic Death Cat. CITR's annual band competition is in its 30th year promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings Street. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. It was Shindig Night 8 is happening this Tuesday, December 8th, featuring Francesca Belcourt, Branza, and At Sea. Cover is $6 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details. Hold my breath and fly away to what a
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Sally Ford with Coulda Been. Prior to that, we heard Taco Cat with Psychic Death Cat. Both bands are playing at a CITR-sponsored show this Saturday at the Cobalt, a Cascadian double shot. Okay, now it's the time in the show where we're going to turn it over to our Shindig correspondent, Mr. Henry Hua. How you doing, Henry?
Good, man. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. What do we have on tap for tonight?
All right, so for tonight, we got week 8 of Battle of the Bands at Pat's Pub on East Hastings and just a couple blocks away from Maine. Congratulations to last week's winner, Late Spring. They performed another great set. For this week, we got 3 new bands and some of their song samples. Up first is Red Circle. They're a band from Vancouver, and members include Danielle and Sabia Hurley, Ryan Schwab, and Jordan Meyer. They describe their sound to be a bit of a psychedelic death grunk. So here's a sample of Red Blood Blues. A bit of a headbanger for you. Next is Speranza. They're a duo from Vancouver as well, and members include Brandon Larkin and Megan Krenbrick. Here's a sample of their song, Dronin.
It was you who got me to win.
And lastly, we have Francesca Belcourt. And like you said, Wade, she's no stranger to Discorder. She was actually on the cover of the magazine back in September. And if you don't already know, she lives in Vancouver, but was actually born in London. This girl is hustling. She's a songwriter, she's a producer, and already has an album out called Zongs. Here is Meaning. On Discorder Radio.
Say that love's the answer, beating it.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Francesca Belcourt, our September cover girl with her track Meaning. And you can check her out tonight at Shindig, along with Red Circle and Speranza. It all gets going at Pat's Pub tonight after 8 o'clock. Thank you so much to our Shindig correspondent, Henry Hua, for our little announcement there. Coming up in about 4 minutes' time, starting just a couple minutes late, will be Mike's show, Flex Your Head. But before we end the show today, it is, of course, December the 8th. 35 years ago today, John Lennon was shot dead outside his apartment in New York City. The death of John Lennon still reverberates as the defining moment for a generation and for the music world. A man who helped define rock and roll, a leader of the peace movement. His sudden shooting death inspired shock and mourning, and for many, marked the end of an era. So here today to close the show on Discord Radio, we remember John Lennon. Thanks for listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9, I should say. And until next Tuesday at 5 p.m., make sure you practice good karma.
Instant karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Soon you're gonna be dead. Get yourself together, darling. Join the human race.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Men in the Morning.